Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station, and here today on a very special day and with a very special guest in studio. You might remember my predecessor, Scotty Drake. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say.
Thanks a lot. Nice to be here. Of course, yeah. At my age, it's nice to be anywhere. Hey, I just had my 70th birthday 4 days ago.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow. I would never have guessed that, Scotty. You don't look a day over 50.
Bless your heart.
But today is a special day. Tell us about it.
Well, it was May the 11th, 2018, that I did my final radio show here on Eagle 98.1. And then 3 days later,
yes,
you took over Afternoon Drive. So happy anniversary to both of us.
Happy retirement anniversary to you. And 4 years in Afternoon Drive on Eagle 98.1 for me on Saturday. So when you asked if you could come in on this day, it didn't occur to me that it was your anniversary day. So we have a new tradition in the books.
Oh, that's right. We should do this every year.
We should absolutely do this every year to celebrate. Well, we missed you. How's retirement life going?
Retirement is terrific. It really is. I highly recommend it to everybody. As a matter of fact, the Drake Cat and I are just about to start our summer tours of the Southeast. And
yes.
Watching AA baseball, we'll be going to Pensacola mm-hmm. and Jackson, Mississippi. And this Friday, we start off at Biloxi.
Nice.
So we're looking forward to seeing some live baseball.
And how is Kathy?
She's doing great.
Good.
She really is.
Good, good, good. Well, it's a pleasure to see you. And another thing that you are doing these days is you are the spokesperson for the motorcycle awareness campaign.
That's right. And Governor Edwards has declared May Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Does this every single year. It's an official proclamation. In fact, here's a copy for
you. Oh, well,
you.
Thank you.
Put that up on your
sure.
Facebook page or your website.
Absolutely.
This is statewide, of course. Last month, the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign, in an effort to get more of our, you know, our yellow and black yard signs
yes.
into more front yards and businesses,
yes.
sent me all over the state. And I just loaded up my vehicle with yard signs. I went to all the Baton Rouge area motorcycle dealers, New Orleans, Lafayette, Lake Charles, Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, and Houma.
Wow.
So now...
So you've been busy.
I have. It took 4 days.
Wow, that's crazy.
I can only hold like 300 yard signs
yeah.
in my car. So I distribute them, come home, and then next
get
day...
Get more.
More and more and
more.
And
I saw you
more.
Blessing the bikes, too.
I'm sorry?
That
oh, yeah,
blessing
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
bikes, that was a great event.
Yeah, the weather was perfect. Everybody had a real good time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
yes.
one of the questions that I'm asked most often is, where can I get a MAC yard sign? And they're now available all over the state. In fact, if you go to the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign website, macorg.com, there's a complete listing of all, I think there's 27 or 30 motorcycle dealerships around the state
mm-hmm.
Who have the yard signs. Because it's the mission of MAC to prompt motorists to actively watch for motorcycles. And, you know, it's hard to do because we try to get our message in front of motorists while they're driving. You know, TV ads are nice, but not as immediate as getting our message out like now
yeah.
on the radio or via a billboard or a yard sign or a bumper sticker. So we have various ways of getting the message across to motorists to please watch for motorcycles. And I know you have a awful lot of people who are listening right now. And I address this not to the motorcyclists, but to the average motorist in a car, a truck, or a minivan, whatever. Please actively watch for motorcycles, because it's an interesting phenomenon. You don't see what you're not looking for.
Yeah.
It's called situational blindness. And it's a scientific fact that if you're not watching for something, you're not going to see it. Like, for example, every Halloween, you get on the air, everybody gets on the air and says, please remember to watch for trick-or-treaters. Actively watch for them. Because even if you're in your own neighborhood, you could fail to see them if you're not looking for them. So our mission is to prompt motorists to actively watch for motorcycles, particularly at intersections where boy, a lot of fatalities at intersection.
Yeah. Well, and I see on this proclamation too, and you'll appreciate as the former DJ here in Afternoon Drive where we are right now, that there's a pretty active plan underway here at Guarantee to work on addressing what is going to be an even worse traffic situation in Baton Rouge with all the construction going on the interstate.
At the 10-12 split?
Yes, yeah, and the further development of all that, the widening there at Washington Street. I mean, there's just this whole plan, and it's expected to be even worse than it is now. But here on this proclamation, the number of vehicles on the road are going to increase, and so are the number of motorcyclists.
Things usually get worse before they get better.
Yeah.
That's just the nature of things. I looked at some statistics. LSU compiles a whole bunch of traffic statistics at their Center for Analytics and Research in Transportation. The number of motorcycle drivers killed last year increased more than 6% over the number of the previous year. That's horrible.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, our friends, our neighbors are getting killed on their motorcycles. And we want to remind all the motorists that we have all the rights and privileges on the road that the cars and trucks and vans do.
Yeah.
So, you know, please watch out for us.
Yeah. The voice you're hearing is that of Scotty Drake, the Drake here, and talking in Afternoon Drive about being aware of motorcyclists. What else you got there, Scotty?
Well, since May is Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month, and since the last 2 years, because of COVID, we haven't been able to do a big wingding. This year, the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign, lovingly referred to as MAC, is going to have a motorcycle awareness ride.
Nice.
And this is going to be, I'll explain it in a second, but I just want to mention the fact that it's not just for motorcycles. Cars, trucks, everybody can participate. And the event is going to be rain or shine.
Okay.
It's going to be held on May the 28th. Now, ordinarily, you know, we have we would have an event like this at the beginning of Motorcycle
right.
Awareness Month. But we decided to have it at the end in the hopes that we can carry it forward and make every month Motorcycle Safety and Awareness Month. Now, here's the details on our motorcycle awareness ride. May the 28th. Probably start about 9 o'clock in the morning. We're still ironing out a couple of details. But you know what a poker run is?
Yeah.
It's not that.
Okay. I got all excited.
but it is similar.
Okay.
All right. Everybody who wants to participate, and participation is free, we're gonna start at GN Gonzalez, and everybody will get a card. And there will be 5 local businesses on the card. You ride or drive to each of the 5 businesses, get it punched, and end up at Baton Rouge Harley-Davidson.
Nice.
Where we're going to have live music and food, and somebody is going to win $1,000 in cash.
Nice.
In cash. We're going to peel off $10 bills and put it in their hand.
For folks who have completed the card as they ride around town for motorcycle awareness.
Right, and they'll be starting at Gian Gonzalez. I believe we're going to go to Dudley DeBosier, Friendly Yamaha on Airline. We're going to go out to Hammond for a nice long ride and go to Hammond Harley-Davidson and then end up at Baton Rouge Harley-Davidson.
Very cool. Where can I learn more about this?
Go to our Facebook page.
Okay. Motorcycle Awareness Campaign.
Yeah.
Get all the information on the motorcycle awareness ride on May 28th.
May 28th.
And a chance for you to win lots of cash.
Yeah, we're going to have quite a few prizes, including that grand prize of $1,000.
Well, Scotty, you got anything else for us today? You're always welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Do you miss it?
Let me say this about that.
Okay.
I love retirement.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, again, 4 years in retirement. Congratulations.
And to you on your 4 years.
Thank you. On my 4 years here on Afternoon Drive and Eagle 98.1. Again, you're welcome to come share a microphone studio with me anytime you like.
Thank you, Michelle.